KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some residents in eThekwini have called for the marriage bill to accommodate various marital settings instead of being placed under one umbrella. The Home Affairs Portfolio Committee wrapped up the KZN leg of its public hearings into the draft legislation in Durban yesterday. Among other things, the bill seeks to unify existing regulations under the Marriage Act, prohibits child marriage, and sets the minimum age requirement for both spouses at 18. Norman Ward from Pinetown was among the residents who addressed the committee.
We live in a multicultural society with many different cultures, many different religions, many different churches, even within one religion. And we must all be allowed to practice our own cultures and our own ways. I do not believe that one size fits all. I do not believe that you can have one act that will satisfy all our requirements as a nation. And I believe that the current legislation does not fully satisfy, for instance, the Muslim community.
The topic of same-sex unions also came under discussion. John Moses, who's with Christian Fellowship, shared his views.
I do not believe that two men can raise a lady child, neither can two women raise a man child. You cannot provide a model to support that.
ANC Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula says any ANC member who's disgruntled over the reconfiguration of the party's structures in Gauteng and KZN is more than welcome to approach the courts. The party disbanded its provincial structures following an election upset last year. In Gauteng, ANC veteran Amos Mosondo has been appointed as co-convener together with former chairperson Panyaza Lesufi, while Jeff Khadebe will head up the KZN provincial task team. Mbalula says party members are allowed to challenge their decisions.
Negative energy will not be allowed. Those who want to take us to court and challenge our decisions to rebuild our party, it's fine. We know who sent them, and what defines this moment is the love for the African National Congress. Not friendship, love for the ANC. That's what defined this moment. All hands on deck.
Hamas has handed the bodies of the last four Israeli hostages included in the first phase of the ceasefire deal to the Red Cross. In exchange, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners have been seen leaving Afar jail in the West Bank. The handover completes both sides' obligations under the ceasefire, which is due to end on Saturday. There's no confirmation of an extension or talks on a second stage. And Michelle Trachtenberg, the actress known for roles in the popular TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl, has died. U.S. police say they responded to an emergency call and found the 39-year-old in her Manhattan flat unconscious. Authorities say foul play was not suspected. Some news reports say the actor may have experienced complications after undergoing a liver transplant recently. Now back home, the SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in the northwestern parts of KZN. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail are expected, which could lead to localized flooding and infrastructure damage. Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.